Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Imagine I see someone cutting his field, and I say, oh, you left something. He tells me, no, I didn't leave it. But you did leave it. No, what I mean to say is, I didn't leave it by mistake. The Torah says, I shall leave over the edge of the field. The Pasuk says, v'kitzruchem eskitzir artzuchem, when you reap the harvest of your land, lo yisechala, don't finish off, pa'as satcha, the end of your field, liktzar. So you're just going to leave it? For whom? For whom? La'ani v'la'ger, tazev isam, for the poor person and the ger. The Torah says, you should leave it for them. And that's what we're going to be learning over here in Masechtas Peah. Although there's a machloikas to know whether you actually have to leave the end, or you could leave it in the middle, but either way, you have to leave something. And we'll see, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, how much you have to leave, and from what type of tefillah you have to leave. But before we begin, I want to read to you something from the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Kedoshim. The Chinuch explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Peah. The Chinuch says the Eibishter wants us to be crowned with every precious midah that there is. And the greatest midah is to have a feeling that you want to give. Those are the happy people, those that give to someone else. And through our actions, our nefesh, what we really want inside our hearts, becomes very real. In your nefesh, when you want to give, Hashem gives you. So when a person leaves over some of the papers of his field that he worked so hard on, and he says, no, whoever needs it, come and take it. When you keep doing this, you become a nefesh, your neshama wants to give, and Hashem says, now I can give you, because Hashem gives to those who want to give. And then we become better people. Okay, let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Peah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Elu dvarim she'ein lehem shir. These are the things that have no shir. What does it mean that it has no shir? It means you can do the mitzvah even with very little. The first on the list, ha-peah. How much peah do you have to leave? And the answer is, minat Torah, there's no shir, even one ear of corn. However, cautions the batanurim, mid rabbanan, there is a shir. We're going to learn in Mishnah Beis that the shir is a 60th. So minat Torah, when you cut the tefuah on your field in Eretz Yisrael, if you leave over a single ear of corn, a single stalk as peah, you are yetzer the mitzvah. The Chachamim say, leave at least 1/60th of the tefuah. Weiter sagt de Mishnah v'habikurim. There is a mitzvah every single year for those who grow fruits in Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of bikurim, and that is to bring the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim. The Shivas Haminim are Chita, Se'ira, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimein, Shemen, Zayas, and Devash. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Even though the Torah says honey, it means date honey. What did they do with the fruit? It was put down before the Mizbeach, and then it was given to the Kayan. It's the same as Trum. It has the same kind of Kiddusha that Trum has. How much Bikurim do you have to bring? There's no shear. Bring a little bit of each fruit. But the more he brings, the greater the mitzvah. So that's the second item on the list that has no shear. You're mekayim the mitzvah even with a little bit. V'habikurim. The third item on the list is v'harayayin. Basically, this is the mitzvah of being oile regel. Literally, rayayin means to appear. It's a mitzvah for everyone to come to Yerushalayim on Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos and to be in the Beis HaMikdash, to appear over there. How many times do you have to come? You can come only once during these Yom Tovim, but every time you come, you'll fulfill a mitzvah, another mitzvah. Another pshat is it refers to the different karbonis you have to bring on Yom Tov. The karbon oila, called oila sriya, and the shalmi chagiga, and the special chagiga karbon. Because you can't come empty-handed. The Torah says, v'lo yiroi panai reka. But how much do you have to spend on those karbonis? There's no shir min ha-Torah. But the Chachamim gave a shir. They said, for the oila should be at least a ma'a kesef, and for the chagiga, shtei kesef. Weiter says the Mishnah, u'gemilos chasadim. There's no shir to gemilos chasadim. Like bikur chaylem, or to bury mesim. Physical gemilas chasadim, to run and get a tea for someone, to be nice to a new boy in your class, the more you do and the better you do it, the greater the mitzvah. But, says the Batir, when it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, that you have to spend money on, let's say for Pidyon Shvuyim, to redeem prisoners, to provide clothes for those who need it, to feed people. See, here Chazal do give a shir. They say, HaMevazvez, Al Yevazvez Yoyser Mechaymish, don't give away more than one-fifth of your money. Vaitrezak Demishna V'tal Metayda. There's no shir. The pasuk says, V'gisa B'yoyman V'layla, you shall study Torah day and night. So be'emes, you're mekayim the mitzvah, even if you learn a little bit by day, a little bit by night. But of course, the more you learn, the greater the mitzvah. What's important is, no one should say, "Aye, how much could I learn anyway?" No, you try to learn whatever you can. Vayter zakta mishna, elu dvarim, these are the things, she'adam oichel peres seyan bi'aylam hazeh, that a person eats literally their fruit in this world. But v'hakeren, the principle, kayemes leilu oylam haba, remains intact for him. In Olam Haba, if you have a tree, and you take an apple off the tree, you still have the tree, even though you ate the apple. You're not in any way diminishing the tree, because you're taking the fruit from the tree. So whenever you have something that produces income, it could apply to a field, it could apply to a house, where you rent an apartment. The income is called peiros. It's like the fruit that grows on a field. But you still have the keren, the principle, you still have the house, or you still have the tree, or you still have the field. So our Mishnah is telling us, these are the things, that even though you have rewards for these mitzvahs down here, it doesn't take away from your reward in Olam Haba. Down here you're just eating the fruit. But the etzem mitzvah, the tree, the house, so to speak, that you have in Olam Haba. What are these mitzvahs? So again, elu dvarim, these are the things. She'adam oichel perasein bi'olam hazeh, a person eats their fruit in this world. Whereas va'keren kayemes leili Olam Haba, while the principle remains complete for him, the Olam Haba. The first mitzvah on this list is Kibud Av V'Em, honoring a father and mother. V'Havas Shalom B'Adam L'Chaveiray, making peace between one person and another. You see two boys fighting, you go over to them. What's the problem? I got it first, I can park my bike here by the gate. No, I always park my bike here by the gate. Here, I have a spot by the gate. You can take my spot as long as you don't fight. One of you can have it. You realize what a mitzvah you just fulfilled? You get the fruits of the mitzvah down here in this world. Well, you don't lose anything li Olam Haba. You know what kind of parking spot you get in Olam Haba? The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And Talmud Torah, learning Torah, that's keneged kulam. That's shakul keneged kulam, says the Batanura. That's equal to them all. The more a person learns Torah, his whole life changes. You begin to look at the world differently. You begin to live a different kind of life. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. So we learned here are the mitzvahs that there's no shir. You fulfill the mitzvah even with a little bit. You have to leave over the edge of your field, but it can be even a little. We're going to learn that that's min ha-toira. Even if you leave a single ear of corn, you're yaitz of the mitzvah, but midrabana, you have to leave a 60th. Then there's bikurim. You bring the first of the Shivas Haminim, it's placed near the Mizbeach, then it's given over to the Kayan. There's no shir. There's the mitzvah of being Oile Regel, to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no shir how many times you have to actually come into the Beis HaMikdash. Some say means there's no shir how much you have to spend on the Karbonis, the Oile Sri and the Shalmi Chagiga. But over there, in regard to the Karbonis, the Rabbanan did give a shir. There's Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim that you do physically. Bimavakar Chayla. Helping someone with his homework. Anything that doesn't cost you money falls into the category of Gemilas Chasadim, and as little as you do, you're yaitz of the mitzvah. Of course, the more you do, and the better you do it, the greater the mitzvah. If it's Gemilas Chasadim that costs money, like redeeming prisoners, or buying food for someone, so it says a person shouldn't give away more than a fifth. Exactly how you count that fifth, that has to be understood. There are a lot of different explanations. Basically, it's originally a fifth of what you own, and then a fifth of any incoming profit. Furthermore, the Batanura says when you earn the money, you're supposed to separate that money and have it ready for when the Gemilas Chasadim is necessary. And there's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. Let the Yetzer never say, well, I would learn so little and understand so little, I don't have the mitzvah anyway. Chas v'shalom, whatever you learn is a mitzvah. Of course, the more you learn, the better. Of course, you're supposed to learn whenever you can. But don't let the Yetzirah tell you, if I can only learn a little or understand a little, there's no point in learning Chas V'Shalom. And Talmud Torah is Keneged Kula. Because the Torah says about Talmud Torah, Ki Hu Chayecha V'Oirech Yamecha. It's our whole life. The more a person learns Torah, the more he's a different kind of person. Some explain that what this means is, when a person learns, all the other mitzvahs mentioned in the Mishnah are done on a totally different level. Besides that, you're physically doing the mitzvahs correctly if you're learning Torah. But the more a person learns, the whole neshama behind the mitzvah is on a much higher level. That's what it means with Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah enhances everything in our lives.